Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, February the 9th of 2022. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you in here in Midland, Michigan, where I live on this pizza day, National Pizza Day, February 9th, but I just decided today not to take part in it personally. Although I will say this, a lot of pizza coupons in my mailbox today. Maybe that was a sign, but wasn't feeling it tonight. Nothing against it, just not feeling it tonight. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight, wherever you're tuning in from. However you found out about us, we're glad you found us. And I know that if you tuned into this program, you did not tune in just by accident. The way I see it, there's no tuning into this program by accident. So if you're tuned in, don't turn it off. Don't turn off that computer. Don't disconnect on that phone. I'll come find you if you do. I think, okay, no, just kidding. But nonetheless, I encourage you to stay with us. It's going to be a good night tonight. It's glad, and it's always a good night. It's always a good show at the Miracle Man program. It always is. As part of what I try to do is to help change the world through faith and radio. You say, well, Miracle Man, what does that mean? You know, the goal. Changing the world through faith and radio. What that means, the way I see it, is reaching people from all over the world, whether it be in the States or in people in all these different other continents and other countries and other continents, like places like the country of Canada, Mexico, on this continent. And by the way, thank you, Canada, to the truckers of Canada for standing up to the tyranny there. Thank you. And people listening in South America, Africa, Europe, Asia, and the land down under, Oceania, Australasia, Australia, whatever you want to call it. I've been told before that we had people listening on all six of these continents. And what about Antarctica? Oh, yeah, Antarctica? To be honest with you, there's no permanent population there. And I don't know why anyone would want to live there permanently. It's even colder there than here. Yes, it is. And that's year-round. All right. Okay. But anyhow, what this means, changing the world through faith and radio, is I'm a man of faith. I believe that Jesus is the miracle worker. I've seen many miracles in my life. Many miracles have been done by Jesus in my life, in my body and other areas. And that's why I've been called the Miracle Man. As I am a miracle. The fact that I'm alive today still is a miracle. I was told that I would not live past the age of 12. And I have outlived that twice. Not quite to three times, but closing in on it. We're really closing in on 2.5 times. Because the devil's a liar. Actually, I am at 2.5 times now. I would be at a little over 2.5, 2.75, coming close to. But the devil is still, the devil's a liar. I win. And so I believe the report of the Lord, a walk by faith. That's why from time to time you hear me talking to you about faith, walking by faith, living by faith, reading from time to time on the faith chapter. Hebrews 11. By faith, by faith, by faith. Walk by faith and not by sight. That kind of stuff. And speaking of miracles, after tonight, when we'll be done with Acts, now I read to you from this Braille Bible that I have. And John just showed up on my mailbox. Now I want to do a series on John, just like how we did a series on the Book of Acts. And you see, what's great about the Book of John is there's some valuable teaching lessons from Jesus in the Book of John that you can't find in Matthew, Mark, and Luke because they're not in there. So, we'll be having fun with that. There's miracles in there, like when Jesus healed the man at the pool, when Jesus turned water into wine, when that man went to Siloam and washed, comes home seeing three very powerful miracles that you see happen there. And so it's a book that's rather different from Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It still gives an account, gives a good account on some of those other different things Jesus did that aren't necessarily accounted for in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So that's why I want to go through that with you. Because I've been enjoying this time with you folks on the story of Jesus and with the Book of Acts, Paul carrying on the miracle, Paul and Peter carrying on the ministry of Jesus. And they're standing up for Jesus. And I don't know about you folks, but like I said, I'm really enjoying it. And if you didn't hear the message last night on how to avoid shipwreck, you can go back to last night's episode of the Blog Talk Radio and talk about how to avoid shipwreck. Gave you a couple red flags like the south wind, and the ship and the people decided to follow the advice of the pilot, the ship pilot, and the owner of the ship instead of following Paul's advice. And that's also the south wind that was soft, but then there became a hurricane force wind real quick, which was, so watch out for that south wind. And also, we talked about three anchors in your life. Per church attendance, you know, being rooted and grounded in a church, spirit-filled church, and also the Bible, the Word of God. Three powerful anchors that you can use. And so, it's been right. Also tonight, I'm going to make my Super Bowl pick. And then I'll discuss why I think that team will win. And so it'll be fun. And I was listening again last night to hearing what a couple of like the strength and conditioning coach, the original strength and conditioning coach for the Cincinnati Bengals back in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s, and 700 WLW with the nightcap. And then a couple other guys calling in to talk and give their what they thought, how they thought the Super Bowl would pan out. And so I'll give you my thoughts on that. And that'll be with sports near the end of the program. And so keep an eye out for that. Keep your ears open for that, I should say, because this is radio, not TV. So, and one thing they say about radio is it's the theater of the mind. It's different from like TV where you can see things. You can make it radio, you have to describe things differently than what you do with TV. And so, it's a different thing. Just is. So, I want to let you know that week of the 21st to the 23rd, I say those dates in particular because those would be the show dates, I'll be in sunny Tampa, Florida. I don't know what that'll do to the shows. I might try to do one. It won't necessarily be a full-length one. It'll be kind of a, you know, a few minutes to encourage you, a little bit of time to encourage you, and then let you know how things are going. And what I've been up to. And I'll try to let you know when that'll be. But next week, we'll just keep going with the flow. We're just going to be keeping on, keeping on. And Monday night in sports, I'll be talking to you about how the Super Bowl went. And there's something I could say. There's some things I could say, but I do not want to because I don't want to sound biased towards a certain team that is only 5 hours away from here. I'm talking about the Bengals. That I can say, because what I'm not going to do is say whether or not I want them to win. But I know that city is a buzz. And I can recall 2 years ago, like just before the Super Bowl was about to start, like an hour beforehand or so, walking in downtown Cincinnati on near, I believe Ray Street, between like 12th Street, 14th Street, Liberty Street, and that. We were coming back from seeing my brother in Radcliffe, Kentucky. And we were coming back home to Michigan. Last year on Super Bowl Sunday, I was actually with my brother. I will say this. Unfortunately for Bengals fans, the NFL wouldn't decline to let the Bengals host a watch party inside of Paul Brown Stadium, which is on the Cincinnati Riverfront. I don't understand why there's so many logistics involved in hosting that kind of party. I really think it's not that difficult. I don't know why the NFL is so concerned that they told them no. Shelley, why do you think they told them no?
I have no idea.
I would love to find out someday. Because I'm curious, because if the Lions, when the Lions get there, I say when because I really hope they can. Maybe if they sell the team. Well, maybe then they'll let Ford Field host a watch party, which I think would be so cool to get to be a part of. I really do. That's all I'm going to say about that right now. I'll discuss more about that at sports time. But for now, I want to remind you of couple things. First, I want to remind you that this episode of the Miracle Man Show has been brought to you by your local McDonald's, where you can go and grab an any size Coca-Cola soft drink for the low price of $1. Choose from regular Coke, Sprite. High C will be coming back. Or you can be like Future Man and decide that Dr. Pepper is your thing rather than a Coke. And that choice is up to you. No judgment here. No condemnation either. I don't necessarily condemn on this program just because of your soft drink choice. Okay. Nonetheless, go to your local McDonald's today. Simple joy of a refreshingly cold Coca-Cola. And you can find out what your lid says. Maybe it says refreshingly tasty. Maybe it says sip the day. Maybe it says enter refresh mode. Or one of many other sayings that it that they have on the lids. I want to say there's like 15, 16, 17 of them. Lots of good ones. Real quick, I want to remind you of a couple of quick announcements. First of all, I want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles, the story of my life. The miracles in my life are chronicled in that book. And instead of chapters, they're called miracles, which is really a cool thing. And you can go online to riversofmiracles.com. That website, again, is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out more information about how you can get your hands on that book and how it can be a blessing to you. Praise God. The other thing I want to remind you of is our PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com. And then you type in, when you get on the website, you type in my name, Rivers Shukla, in the search bar. So that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And then the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Also, keep in mind that I also want you to keep in mind that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla are both capitalized. So keep that in mind, please. Please. So that when you sow your seed, it goes to the right place. Because I pray over that seed, and I want to make sure it goes to the right place. So that's why I tell you how to type it in, so that it can go to the right place. So that's fair. Amen. Because I want to be fair. And the verse I want to sow into you as you prepare to sow your seed is where it says, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap. If you sow, you reap. God looks on the heart, not the amount. I mean, in other words, he looks at the percentage. If you have $1,000 and you sow $200, we'll say, but then the other person has $100 and sows $50. No, we'll say sows like $70. God will look higher on the one who sold the 70 than what he would on the 200. Why? You may say, what about the one who sows the 200? But for the scenario I gave, that's 20% versus like 70%. I think of the story of that woman who put in all she had to live on, where these other people gave these huge offerings as far as very large amounts of money they were sowing. But those people were very wealthy and could have very well afforded to sow what they were sowing. But he who soweth sparingly reaps sparingly. He who soweth bountifully, what's that mean? That means you stretch a bit more. He who soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Amen. That's from the Word of God. So I'll be taking a real quick station ID. I will be right back and we'll get into a couple songs, and then we will get into the Word of the Lord for tonight. Praise God. We're back. And so now I want to get into a couple of songs before we get into the Word of the Lord for this evening. And so, we will have that for you. Hope fills my soul, the love that you've shown, and the kindness of Christ and grace fills my life, your spirit, your life. I'm doubted by the kindness of Christ. You are glorious, and you are holy, holy. The nations will shout that you are worthy, worthy. Ooh. Your love fills my soul, the love that you show. For you have broken the chains, and now your joy fills my life, your spirit, your life. I'm doubted by the kindness of Christ. You are glorious. You are holy, holy. The nations will shout that you are worthy, worthy. You are glorious. You are holy, holy. The nations will shout, for you are worthy, worthy. Oh. Now the sun will shake, the heavens will shake, and the earth will move. And now the mountains will shake, and the mountains will bake, and the earth will move. And now the giants will shake, and the heavens will shake, and the earth will move. And with the sound of our praise, the heavens will shake, and the earth will move. You are glorious, you are holy, holy. The nations will shout, for you are worthy, worthy. You are glorious, you are holy, holy. The nations will shout, you are worthy, worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, and you set my feet upon a rock, and now I know that I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Oh, Jesus, you are the lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, and you set my feet upon a rock. Now I know that I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. 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 there's power in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. There's freedom in the blood of Jesus. Freedom. There's freedom in the blood of Jesus. There's freedom in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Let's sing that again. This is for somebody tonight. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, how I love, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Sing it again. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, we thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you are with us tonight. You're strengthening us. You're healing us. You're helping us. We've worshiped you tonight. We've praised you. We've come away from our busy days, our busy schedules, to learn about you. To learn of your ways, to for you to show us what we ought to be. And I just thank you, Master, that you are strengthening us. You're helping us tonight. You are just meeting us right where we are. And our Lord God, that you are just right there with us, meeting our needs, strengthening us. Just making a way for us where it seems like there's no way. As we know that you are the way. You are the truth. You are the life. Thank you, Lord God, for this time that we have in your word tonight, that you reveal yourself to each and every one of us tonight. Through your word. And I just pray that this word ministers to each and every one of us in the way that we need it. That these people have ears to hear, a mind ready to understand, and that they would be able to concentrate for this next little while on you. Not on all this other stuff that's going on. And thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. And I thank you, Lord God, for these listeners tonight, that every one of them, that all their needs tonight will be met by you, that they would be healed, strengthened, delivered, anything and everything that they believe in you for tonight. And I make my confession over this program tonight that sponsors and partners would come into this program, that finances would come into this program, that increases in listenership would come into this program. Most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. Say this with me like you really mean it. This is my Bible. I am what the Word of God says that I am. I can have what the Word says I can have. And I can do what your Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. That I am, therefore I'm a receiver. And I do believe. And I do believe. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, please, in your Bible to the book of Acts, chapter 28. Amen. Praise God. Acts 28. If you come to the book of Romans, you've went too far. So, go to Acts 28. Praise God. I want to encourage you. Whatever I do for the next little while, you do. I sing again. If I sing, you sing. I shout, you shout. I clap, you clap. And I exhort, you listen. I read, you follow along. Praise God. Hallelujah. Giving you a second to find it. Oh, thank God for the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus, for your Word. Amen. I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. And if you're not there, catch up to me. Once we were safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta. The islanders showed us unusual kindness. They built a fire and welcomed us all. Because of the rain that was falling and because of the cold, Paul gathered a pile of brushwood and, as he put it on the fire, a river driven out by the heat, a viper driven out by the heat, fastened itself on his hand. When the islanders saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, "This man must be a murderer. For though he escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." Oh, keep in mind here that justice is capitalized. It would almost be like we have big tech, big media, big this, big that. Not a slam to that, though. Just saying. Justice has not allowed him to live. But Paul shook the snake into the fire. And suffered no ill effects. The people expected him to swell up or to suddenly fall dead. But after waiting a long time and seeing nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. There was an estate nearby that belonged to Publius, the chief official of the island. He welcomed us to his home and for 3 days entertained us hospitably. His father was sick in bed, suffering from fever and dysentery. Paul went in to see him and after prayer placed his hands on him and healed him. When this had happened, the rest of the sick on the island came. They honored us in many ways. And when we were ready to sail, they furnished us with the supplies that we needed. Verse 11. After 3 months, we put out to sea in a ship that had wintered in the island. It was an Alexandrian ship with the figurehead of the twin gods, Castor and Pollux. We put in at Syracuse and stayed there for 3 days. From there, we set sail and arrived at the Hyligonum. The next day, the south wind came up, and on the following day, we reached Puteoli. There, we found some brothers who invited us to spend a week with them. And so we came to Rome. The brothers there had heard that we were coming, and they traveled as far as the Forum of Appius and the three taverns to meet us. At the sight of these men, Paul thanked God and was encouraged. When we got to Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with a soldier to guard him. Verse 17. 3 days later, he called together the leaders of the Jews. When they had assembled, Paul said to them, "My brothers, although I have done nothing against our people or against the customs of our ancestors, I was arrested in Jerusalem and handed over by the Romans. They examined me and wanted to release me because I was not guilty of any crime deserving death. But when the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar. Not that I had any charge to bring against my own people. For this reason, I have asked to see you and talk with you. It is because of the hope of Israel that I am bound with this chain." They replied, "We have not received any letters from Judea concerning you, and none of the brothers who have come from there has reported or said anything bad about you. But we want to hear what your views are. And we know, for we know that people everywhere are talking against this sect. They arranged to meet Paul on a certain day and came in even larger numbers to the place where he was staying. From morning till evening, he explained and declared to them the kingdom of God and tried to convince them about Jesus from the law of Moses and from the prophets. They were convinced by what he said, but others would not believe. They disagreed among themselves and began to leave after Paul had made this final statement. The Holy Spirit spoke the truth to your forefathers when he said through Isaiah the prophet, 'Go to this people and say, you will be ever hearing and never understanding. You will be ever seeing but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and their eyes have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. Therefore, I want you to know that God's salvation has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will listen. For 2 whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to see him, boldly and without hindrance. He preached the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ." Wow. Wow. So, you see, Paul had spent all this time preaching, teaching, explaining to the people. Some people would listen. Some people wouldn't listen. Some people thought he was crazy. Some people thought he was awesome. And obviously different people had different reactions to him and as to why. Well, like what we read before, some people just, you know, their heart became calloused. They wouldn't hear with their ears. They closed their eyes. They wouldn't understand with their hearts. They just decided, for whatever reason, they didn't want anything to do with it. They just decided, on my own, I call my own shots. And some of them were, I'm sure some of them were like, well, why do I need Jesus? Why does it matter how I live? I'm sure that's what some of those people thought, was like, why should I have to live this certain way? And some were like, well, is this really important? But Paul didn't care what other people thought. He just kept speaking, preaching, teaching. In fact, for 2 years, as we read in that chapter, for 2 years, two whole years, once they got to Rome, he spent those 2 years in his own rented house and kept preaching, teaching, healing the sick, doing what he had been doing for months and years prior. He wasn't going to let anything get in the way of his ministry. He was committed. And I love in the book of Acts where it kept saying, more people kept coming into the kingdom. And stuff like, and many people were added daily to the number of the believers. Powerful book. Acts is just powerful. Just a powerful thing. And Paul was used by God to just be going to all those different places around the world, preaching the gospel. He had went to Rome. He had went to, Israel. He had been to other different places as well, preaching, teaching the gospel, healing the sick. Stephen had been doing the same kind of thing before he got stoned. But I want to talk to you also for a few minutes about that whole Sons of Sceva thing. They knew Jesus. They knew Paul. They were trained. But because they asked the demons to come out. They said, come out in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. Those demons said, well, Jesus we know, Paul we know, but who are you? Who are you, sons of Sceva? You see, they didn't do it the way they were supposed to do it. And those demons ended up hurting the sons of Sceva. Don't become a son of Sceva. Like, will you know, but then decide, you know, for whatever reason, you just don't want. Because those sons literally said, in the name of Jesus, that whom Paul preaches. Instead of just in the name of Jesus. It was like they were acting like they didn't really know who Jesus was. Those sons of Sceva. The pastor took a few minutes and discussed that at the conference this past week, at San Diego Holy Spirit Conference. By the way, in 3 weeks, just under 3 weeks now, we have some National Holy Spirit Conference here in Midland, Michigan, which I will proudly be there. I didn't say probably, I said proudly, because I live here in Midland, and it's at my church. I will be at that conference. And I am expecting God to move on my behalf. I am truly expecting it. And I'm expecting nothing less than that. But you don't want to be like the sons of Sceva. And don't go around just using that name of Jesus, like it's a magic password. We're going around being like, oh, Jesus blessed, amen. It's not a game. You're going to use the name of Jesus, mean it. Because that name is so powerful. That blood is so powerful. That blood is so powerful. That name is so powerful. Like we sang tonight about how there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's healing. There's there's freedom. So don't be going around cheapening the name of Jesus. Don't do that, please. Because that name is higher. The name of the Lord is higher. It's above all other names. So don't go around using it like it's some special password. Please. Dr. Barclay mentioned that also last week at that conference in San Diego. And so you got to be reverent towards God. Because it's important to have reverence toward Him. And so, as I said, if you're just using it as a password, it won't be effective for when you really need it. Like if you're believing for Him to heal your body or your mind or whatever, that you're believing him for. If you're going to say the name of Jesus, you better really mean it. And when you worship him, don't just say you love him. Show it. True worshipers worship in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. Amen. And so, what you had there in the book of Acts is just the Church of Jesus Christ. Go to the Church of Jesus Christ. Now, we have churches just like it. Like my church. You could truly call my church a Book of Acts church. And the vast majority, most of the churches under Dr. Barclay, is all of them. All of them, yeah. Righteous Preachers Network. Born again, spirit-filled Book of Acts churches. Same thing with Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, where I will be at his church in a week and a half. Dr. Rod Parsley in Columbus. Kenneth Copeland. No, he's not a pastor, but others. Kenneth E. Hagin in his day. Wal Roberts. Different preachers and pastors that you could say were other good, solid, born-again leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ that people have looked up to. Hopefully not worshipped, because we don't worship the leaders. We worship God. Hope that people in those days, that the believers were not worshiping Paul. I hope that there weren't believers worshiping Paul or worshiping Peter. They should have only been worshiping God. But it'd be all good, of course, if they were just saying, you know, Paul or Peter or Silas or whoever that day, you know, they're awesome. You know, thank God for them. But ultimately, it's about the Lord. Because that's how I treat Dr. Barclay. Is I highly esteem him as my pastor, but ultimately it's God that we worship. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Jesus, for this word tonight. I pray, Father, that we would be doers of your word, not hearers only. Thank you for the marvelous book of Acts, that we would be Book of Acts loud as we are your believers, that we would go forth doing what you have called us to do in these days, and that you would strengthen us to do your work. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. All right, terms of sports, y'all know what it is. Super Bowl weekend, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, that might not be a real Super Bowl song, but I just thought that sounded cool. But this year, Super Bowl 56 has the AFC champion, the Cincinnati Bengals, traveling to SoFi Stadium to take on the Los Angeles Rams. This is the second year in a row that the hometown team has been in the Super Bowl. Last year, the Super Bowl was in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay was in the Super Bowl with Tom Brady, as their quarterback. They won that Super Bowl. This year, Matthew Stafford is that quarterback. And they are hosting the Super Bowl. They are hosting the Super Bowl. In Los Angeles. So, you may say, what is my pick? No, sorry about that, listeners. Someone's having to talk about something, you know, kind of dumb. If you heard that, let it go. But, yeah, I'll let it go. But some of you may be wondering, who am I going to pick? Well, I heard different people, you know, on ESPN Radio and WLW, Madden has picked one thing. There's this other simulation that has picked the other team. My personal thoughts. For Joe Burrow, this is his first Super Bowl. In his second year in the NFL, second year with the Bengals. Last year, the Bengals did not win. They were not 500. They only won like four games last year. Look at them this year. They did a lot better. They had to go on the road and win two different playoff games. They were behind by a lot at home in their first playoff game, and they won it. What stands out to me is that defense. The offense, you could say decent, but I do expect that there will be challenges from the Rams. And I also can expect that there can be some challenges from the defense of the Bengals. So I expect it'll be a close game. I do expect that it could very well be a defensive battle. But for the Bengals, they have to be able to stop the St. Louis quarterbacking and the running backs and, you know, slow down the offense. If they can slow down the offense, they could have a chance and possibly win it. But let me think of what I think they – and same thing with the Rams. If they can get past – if they can get through the defense of the Bengals, they could have a chance to win this game. And Matthew Stafford, for his part, this is his first Super Bowl. This is actually his first year that he won a playoff game, because in Detroit for 12 seasons prior, they could not win a playoff game in Detroit, no matter how hard they tried. Keep in mind that in 2013 that they made it so that he could not win a playoff. In 2014, they made it so that he could not win a playoff game. Why? Because the refs at Dallas did not care. In the NFL, the refs do not like the Lions very well, and I do not know why. But one time they got to him in Detroit with that crazy 10-second runoff when they were playing the Falcons, and they could have won that game, but the refs said no, and they, because of a certain pass that was not complete, and they did that silly 10-second runoff. Oh, Oh, the joys and the perils of being a Lions fan sometimes. I know. But nonetheless, Lions aside, Stafford now, chance to win a Super Bowl. Do I think he will? Well, let's see the pick. My personal and honest, unbiased, Miracle Man prediction for Super Bowl 56, give me Ram Crooks, 21. Cincinnati Houday Bengals, 18. Yep, the Rams will beat the Bengals 21-18 in Los Angeles in their home stadium. Here's what I would not say the majority of the fans there will be. I would not say that a vast majority of the fans there will be Rams fans, but I could see where it would be more than half. I could see it being 60% maybe 65%. But I do think that Cincinnati will show up in good numbers. I do think that the crowd noise could kind of be a challenge for the Bengals. And also I do think that Rams will present some challenges for the Bengals. But I do think overall it will be a very close game. But the Bengals have found a way to respond in two of their playoff games when they were down by a lot of points. And they found a way to win these games last second. Could this be a game like that again? It could be another game like that again. I could almost see it being another game like that where the Rams kind of get rolling, but then the Bengals decide, you know, we're not done. We want to make it interesting. We want to see if we can come back and win. I think they'll come close to doing that. But then I think Tom will run out on them. So I think it's going to be a good game. I really do. And I'm looking forward to listening to it. Some of it I'll be listening to on the Home of the Best Bengals coverage, 700 WLW Cincinnati. I love the sound of that. I really do. I don't want you to think that I actually want the Bengals to win. I don't want you to think that. I was not being biased on this program. I don't want to do that. But I do think it's cool to hear it on the Cincinnati feed because Los Angeles is super far away and I wouldn't get their feed on an actual station without it being like on the phone. And so, with that in mind, of course, here I know I can get the local, I mean, I can get the 700 WLW feed at night and listen to the game on their feed. So it'll be good for Stafford to get the first Super Bowl win. And people have been telling me that this could happen. I think there were multiple Lions fans who I've talked to that said that they could see this happening. And when I was thinking about that, I agreed with them that it came down to this. Because it's down to this game now. All right, I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us or our dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease, none of this evil stuff will come near us. We're going to be safe and sound be in great peace and great joy, and be a powerful witness for our Jesus. Say amen. I sure love you. Until next time, God first, God always. Have a good Super Bowl, and I'll talk to you next time.